This is a Cancer Action New York Tele-News Conference. Today we have two presenters. Louis M. Shepard is a great cancer detective, and he's a member of Cancer Action New York right from the get-go. He started this with me in January of 2000. The other presenter is me, Don Hussig, Director of Cancer Action New York and the Cancer Action News Network. We have some media on this call, so we're going to do this news conference. This is a real, live, on-the-telephone lines news conference. Let's start with Lou. Lou, tell Mr. Virtanen, he is the AP Capital Bureau's reporter that's the most knowledgeable about POPs and cancer outcome. And we, you know, he's been in this with us for a considerable period of time. So you speak to Mr. Virtanen from your heart and from your mind about asbestos exposure and what the government has done and how people have gotten sick, and give them the example of Michelle Reed. You know, that'd be good.
Okay. One of the things that I learned not too long ago was that the hazards of asbestos were known in 1897. And I think we all know that it's taken one heck of a long time to get that out of commerce. And it isn't totally out of commerce as worldwide, because there's a place in Quebec that's still producing it and shipping it overseas. Well, I have one of my friends actually died of mesothelioma, which is the lung disease caused by asbestos exposure. And he was in the business of heating and plumbing. And I was just thinking today that probably the bags of asbestos that he used to insulate pipes probably did not have a hazardous warning on it, telling him that it perhaps might cause some kind of a problem with lungs years later. However, I'm also thinking about some of the labels that are put on devices these days to warn people. And I think there's been a bunch of jokes about that. But I'm wondering if there was a notice and a warning on the actual packages of asbestos, if he would have actually heeded that and used precautions to protect him. Because even though we have these warnings, not all of us will follow them. And one of our friends, Michelle, worked in a plant where there was asbestos, and she now is a cancer victim. It may not be mesothelioma, but according to the oncologist, her cancers could have been caused by asbestos, even though it's not lung-related. So that's my story on asbestos, and you can take it from here.
Okay. See, this is what we're getting at, Mike. The science is not getting used. And so I'm going to give you some basic background on the science of these POPs, persistent organic pollutants. That's the group of chemicals we have concluded are very important, a major part of what causes cancer in the world, in the U.S., in Canada, in New York, and in St. Lawrence County. That's why we're focusing on them, because everybody says to me, everything causes cancer. Everything causes cancer. Well, we say, no, that's not true. Everything doesn't cause cancer, but a lot of things cause cancer, and some of them are major causes of cancer, and some aren't. And the only way to prevent cancer and reduce cancer risk is what you mean by that. We're not going to prevent it all, but we can reduce risk to the extent that the incidence rates decline, and they're rising right now. The way we're going to reduce those incidence rates is to educate the public about the major causes of cancer. And as you saw in our media advisory, Dr. David Carpenter agrees with us that the POPs are the chemicals that the people need to know about first. Priority, major cancer prevention education action. Get the public knowledgeable about these chemicals that are persistent. They are man-made. They are toxic. They cause cancer. They cause type 2 diabetes. They cause heart disease. They cause obesity. They cause all the diseases that are prevalent in our country. And I'm thinking it's highly likely that this is because they cause all those diseases. That's what reasonable people think. And so about this time, you're probably thinking to yourself, well, how come it is that this little cancer prevention group, this little grassroots group, has got two guys in it up in upstate New York, how come they have to lead the world in educating about this? Well, it's a very simple answer. We don't take any money from New York State Department of Health. We don't get any money from chemical corporations. We don't have any buddies in places of power. We're these lower enders. You know, we're not upper crusters. We don't want to be upper crusters. We don't like upper crusters. We have nothing to lose and everything to gain by just telling the truth about what the science says. And the science says what Dr. Carpenter and Dr. Schechter and Dr. Cogliano. I want you to go to our website. On our website, there's a tile. It's the website is www.canceractionny.org. The tile on the left-hand side of the website that says POPS Exposure Reduction. I want you to click on that. And then I want you to read or listen to, it's your choice, with Dr. Schechter's interview. But we interviewed Dr. Arnold Schechter. Pardon me? Yeah? I thought I heard something. But anyways, Arnold J. Schechter, MD, is a professor at the University of Texas Dallas School of Public Health. He gave us an interview within the past couple weeks, and he states in that interview, POPS exposure reduction education for the purpose of reducing cancer incidence, it has a well-developed supporting foundation in the existing scientific literature. We don't need to study this anymore. This is a public health MD that's top flight in the world. His name is recognized by everybody that knows what the acronym POPS means. He's saying the government should be educating on this. There you go. We also want you to listen to what David O. Carpenter from your city of Albany, he's the director of the Institute for Health and the Environment at SUNY Albany. Dr. Carpenter says, and we have him quoted in our media advisory, that the POPs are the important chemicals for focus to be placed upon if we want to reduce cancer incidence rates in New York State. Then, as a final piece of investigating I'm asking you to do, before you start asking questions of the New York State Department of Health, so you are all ready to smash them where they need to be smashed, everywhere. Listen to an interview that I just put on our website. It's with Dr. Vincent Cogliano. He's not an MD, he's a PhD. Those other two guys are MDs. They're public health physicians. Dr. Cogliano is a PhD. His expertise is quantitative cancer risk assessment. He worked for US EPA's Integrated Risk Information System prior to going to the IARC that I mentioned earlier when we were off the record. IARC is the International Agency for Research on Cancer. Back several months ago, in fact, it was probably back in 2010, Dr. Cogliano was the only person with the balls enough to tell me on the record that he agreed with what I was saying in proposing that the EPA's draft dioxin reassessment, the cancer risk portion of that, part three of the dioxin reassessment, you could use that to calculate an estimated amount of cancer outcome for the U.S. population. And the estimate was a 308,000 Americans dying of dioxin exposure cancer outcome for every 70 years, because it's a lifetime, and that's the way the math works out. Dr. Cogliano did that when he was with IARC. Then he got over here. He moved from IARC back to EPA. He's now the acting director of US EPA's Integrated Risk Information System. This is all about quantitative risk assessment. They do quantitative cancer risk assessments. I interviewed Dr. Cogliano as the acting director of IRIS, and he said to me, the science of quantitative cancer risk assessment, and I don't want to repeat this, the science of quantitative cancer risk assessment, meaning figuring out how much cancer is caused by exposure to a chemical, it is insufficient to make an estimate of the POPS exposure cancer risk that is imposed by eating hot dogs and hamburgers and bologna and sausage and chicken and pork and beef and ice cream and cheese and milk that has animal fat in it. See, this is the point. This is the message is so well-founded that a kindergarten child would understand this message if they were to think about what we've just heard said by me just now. And so now I need to explain to you why that message hasn't been set before, and I started to explain it, but I want to go on. It's all about who has the money, who wants to control the mines, who wants to avoid the lawsuits, who wants to keep money, making money the way they always made it, being careless with chemicals, and not have to be spending money with their other hand out of the other pocket, paying lawsuits and paying for the damage to public health that's been caused by this. So what they did was they poisoned the whole environment with their careless use of chemicals. Then on top of that, they got going on getting the government to help them lie to people about what's causing this problem. And it's gotten so bad now, believe me, this is the stuff of revolution. This is one of the better reasons. In fact, it's a far better reason. That Tea Party has about as much reason for a revolution as a, I'm not going to say it, it's pathetic. These are the real reasons for revolution. And believe me, this country's going to get it. It'll get that if it doesn't wake up and start changing really, 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 really fast. Because I've had it with it. I feel like it. I feel like doing it until it's done. And I don't want to do it until it's done. I want to be nice about it, but there's a limit to it. There's a limit to it. To have to accept whatever these corporate overlords and their crappy little bought-and-paid-for elitist politicians are willing to give people and call it government, because it's not government. It's not government at all. Government is supposed to be something that is a collective outcome of all the individual people put in place for the protection of all the individual people. And we're being cheated right now. This is not, it's not even crappy government. It's not government at all. We want good government, and we're going to get it one way or the other. And we think of this as the start of a good revolution, because that's what it's going to be. It's going to be a better revolution than ever was before, totally nonviolent, totally thinking and talking it out and going where we've never gone before, higher and higher and better until we have what government should be in 2011. You know, it should have been getting better. It's gotten worse. This is totally crazy. So we're just asking you to write about what we've explained to you. I want to stop now. And no, I want to say one more thing. This is all about the New York State Cancer Control Plan. And it's because the 2003 draft edition of that cancer plan for New York State that was supposed to be, it came down from above. There's this thing called the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Division of Cancer Prevention and Control. They even put prevention first in their name, even though it's second in the CDC, their overarching agency's name. So they're obviously all about cancer prevention. And the American Cancer Society, their mantra, they're you know what they say, it's all prevention. They say preventing cancer is our major goal. But see, that's a lie. That is a lie. Because Samuel Epstein, MD, has all kinds of papers on his website. It's the website of the Cancer Prevention Coalition. It is at www.preventcancer.com, because he couldn't get preventcancer.org because the cheaters had already stolen it. But anyways, he has much information there, and one of the papers, its title is ACS, meaning American Chemical Society, I mean American Cancer Society, but they're very similar, and I think they're the same thing. American Cancer Society attempts to hijack CDC. They gave a bunch of money. They made some alliances with them. Well, I'm saying they didn't just attempt to hijack them, because you wrote that quite a while ago. My knowledge from my experience with CDC and this Division of Cancer Prevention and Control is that they did hijack them, because Dr. Marcus Plesha, who is the director of the CDC's Division of Cancer Prevention and Control, refused to talk to me about POPs exposure cancer outcome, wouldn't explain to me why he wouldn't educate Americans about dioxin exposure cancer outcome. This guy is obviously on the team of the ACS, meaning the American Chemical Society, of the ACS, meaning the American Cancer Society, on the team of the corporations like Dow and Monsanto that have huge dioxin cleanup problems.
Oh, Donald, can you hold 1 second? Don't go away.
Okay. This is the Cancer Action New York Telenews Conference on the subject of the 2011 New York State Comprehensive Cancer Control Plan. We, the people of the state of New York, we, the residents of the St. Lawrence River Valley, this heavily polluted and cancer-ridden area.
Yeah.
Okay.
Donald, I'm actually have to run out and do another thing, but you know what? It's an important story. You're right, it's an important story, and the only way that I can get to it, and you're pointing me in the right direction, is from the statistics. It's from the numbers. It's from the numbers.
Yep, they're there. They're all there. I told
okay,
you where to get them.
I'm going to go there, and you know, I'm going to look at that.
I've
got quotes
statistic.
From both of you guys.
Okay.
I've got background
okay.
here,
yep.
and
there's
I got
one more. There's one more statistic.
Yeah.
One more statistic you've got to look at.
Okay.
Look at the age breakdown for breast cancer, and you tell me what's causing 12 girls in the time block 2002 through 2006 to be diagnosed with breast cancer in New York State. 12 New Yorkers that were girls between the ages of 15 and 19. You tell me why they get it when they never got it before, if or
honestly,
not,
I think
not until
probably,
a few years before.
I think it's probably
a plausible explanation
is
toxic exposure.
It's probably
pardon me?
Hormones in cows, but you know that's
a plausible explanation is toxic exposure.
But yeah, I mean, there's something there for sure. Obviously, there's
no, it's not just for sure.
Here.
Obviously,
yeah.
the science in rats, the rat studies say this is what's causing this in rats.
Yeah, no, I got it. I mean, in my house, Donald, we haven't drunk anything except organic.
Well, I wish your house was the house
beer.
Of New York, you know.
Yeah,
I
know.
Your house
so,
was like all the other houses.
So
you
thank
run,
you.
Please
yeah,
run,
I've got to run, but thank you. Yeah, no,
hey,
you're right.
Run,
it's time.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Lou.
Yep, please write about it. Yeah, we'll see you guys.
Bye.
So there you go, Lou.
Okay.
Yep.
We're off, right?
Viva the revolution, Lou. Viva the good revolution.
Yeah,
it's
right.
You and
yeah.
me.
And
yep.
I just want to tell you that you made a mistake. Dr. Epstein is a PhD, not a...
not the way I see it. I'm pretty sure he's an MD.
Huh?
I'm pretty sure he's an MD. Look at his contact information on the, you know, that preventcancer.com
okay.
website.
All right. So.
Yep. Well, honor to all MDs and all PhDs that know POPs, you know.
Yeah,
and
right.
He doesn't
yeah.
even know POPs. Well, but
yeah,
no
okay.
cancer
well,
prevention science. Yep.
Are you
okay.
going? What time are you going to be there tonight?
I don't know. They still haven't decided whether the meeting is going to go on once it starts at 5:30.
Yeah.
And I've called them. And they haven't gotten back to me. We're still on the record, by the way. But
yeah.
let's just talk a little bit about that meeting. You know, let's
okay.
just talk about it. Cause see, that meeting is the very purpose. You know, it's truly more important than talking to AP guys in the Capitol because they're
yeah.
so caught up with the state government. They feel like that's more important than we are, and you know they don't even get it. You know, the
yeah.
people, the grassroots are what matters, and
yeah.
we've got a person, that's Scott Sullivan. He is so much better than all those state legislators put together.
Yeah.
So hopefully, he will
well,
get in there someday. Go ahead.
I don't, you know, I don't know what the hell to tell you about when I'm going to be there because.
Well, I don't either. I'm going to go. I'm going to go at 5:30. And check it out.
Yeah?
Yep. I don't want to miss a minute of it.
Huh?
I don't want to miss a minute of it, because I've decided to declare, I'm declaring that April the 18th of 2011 was the first day of the good revolution.
Okay.
First day, Lou.
All
and
right.
I'm going to celebrate it by being right there in the middle of that.
Okay.
Okay, so you are going to give them your, you know, you've already practiced now, on the, you know, the news media, your presentation
yes.
on the asbestos, you're going
okay.
to give the St. Louis County Services Committee meeting in the county courthouse, the legislative boardroom in Canton, New York, USA. You're going to talk to them about asbestos exposure and how a friend of yours died from this. He would never have had to die if they had educated, the government had done its job and educated way back in the early 1900s about
yeah.
this. Your friend would never had any asbestos to, you know, it wouldn't have mattered. He wouldn't have had to read the label and cared about it. It
yeah,
wouldn't
yeah.
have been in the package. It wouldn't have existed. He would never got
yeah,
his
right.
hands on it.
Yeah. Yep.
And Michelle would never died or never gotten, you know, never gotten sick. She hadn't died yet, but
yeah.
she doesn't. So, you know, we're working on this from the grassroots, and that's where it has to be worked on. You know, viva the grassroots, viva the good revolution, viva people that care. You know, we don't care. We don't care about the upper crusters. They can have their crap. They can
yep.
have their positions and their power. They're not worth the powder to blow them up. This is the good stuff. This is the good
yep.
stuff. Lou
okay.
and me, and we'll do it again later this afternoon.
Okay.
Okay. We'll
Bye.
See you, Lou. Thanks a lot, Lou. Honor to Lou Shepard, cancer detective extraordinaire.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah, we'll see you, Lou. This has been a Cancer Action New York tele-news conference on the subject of POPs exposure reduction education, as it should be provided by the New York State Department of Health via the 2011 Comprehensive Cancer Control Plan. The Cancer Control Plan idea came down from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Division of Cancer Prevention and Control. This is a top-down practice. The Division of Cancer Prevention and Control is a big part of the National Cancer Program. They actually have produced a promotional toolkit for the National Comprehensive Cancer Control Program, which is a major part of the National Cancer Program. And that toolkit, it doesn't say one word about pollution. There's no pollution in the toolkit. All it is exercise and cigarette smoking and drinking and eating, you know, too much, being obese. All these bad people, bad behaviors, matters that they say cause cancer, when all the people know that it's pollution that causes cancer. All the people need to do is learn the names of the chemicals that cause cancer and where they're at in the environment. And we're going to get that cancer plan in gear to educate New Yorkers about the POPs, because they're likely to be one of the major groups. In fact, certainly are one of the major groups of known and suspected human carcinogens. So we're going to accomplish that for New York State. So I'd like to take credit once in a great while. This has been a Cancer Action New York, Cancer Action News Network telenews conference on the subject of Cancer Action New York and the Cancer Action News Network, educating the New York State Department of Health about how to protect the public from the cancer risk that's imposed by the chemicals that are put into the environment by the corporations that the New York State Department of Health is willing to accept its guidance from. We want to change this. We want New York State DOH to take their guidance from Cancer Action New York and stop listening to the corporations and the American Cancer Society. This has been Don Hossig with Cancer Action New York and Cancer Action News Network. Have a great day. Viva the good revolution.